AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Scores of police are going door to door in a residential neighborhood of San Bernardino, California. They're looking for what could be a third suspect in a mass shooting today at a social services center a few miles away. That shooting left at least 14 people dead and 17 injured, 10 critically, 3 seriously. Police have accounted for 2 possible suspects. One was pulled from a dark-colored SUV that was riddled with bullets during a gun battle with police. The other was found lying nearby in the street. But Police Sergeant Vicky Cervantes can't say if a shootout between police and occupants of the dark-colored SUV is linked to the mass shooting.
I cannot confirm that at this point. Again, there's a dark-colored SUV involved, and I believe there is one suspect down. It's very active.
Cervantes says one officer was hit during the shootout.
One officer was injured. However, he was transported to a local hospital, and it does not appear to be a life-threatening injury.
There's no motive yet for today's massacre. A jury was seated today, and the trial of a Baltimore police officer indicted in the death of a black man in custody is now underway.
In the opening statements, the prosecutors said that Officer William Porter could have simply pushed a button on his shoulder radio, called for a medic, and Freddie Gray's life might have been saved. The defense countered that Officer Porter didn't know that Freddie Gray was injured and at least suspected that he might have been feigning distress to go to the hospital instead of going to jail.
AP correspondent David Dishno is covering the first of what will be a half dozen police trials. An Israeli man and a Polish woman were reunited today in New York City 7 decades after her Catholic family saved him during the Holocaust. This is AP Radio News. An American civilian is being held captive by a group near the Afghanistan-Pakistan border.
A U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity because he is not authorized to discuss the situation says the civilian is being held by the Haqqani Network, which operates in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. The official would not discuss the captive's identity, and State Department spokesman Mark Toner would only say,
"We're aware of reports that a U.S. citizen is being held in Afghanistan, in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region."
American officials call the Haqqani Network a terrorist organization and have targeted its leaders with drone strikes. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Police say they have made an arrest in the Thanksgiving Day shooting of a Pittsburgh cab driver who is Muslim. But authorities aren't saying what they think motivated the shooting. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.